Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the Pinckney to Pinckney Show. I am the Reverend Edward Pinckney. I tell you, we had some fireworks here in Benton Harbor. You would never believe. But before I get to the fireworks, let me tell you what is civil literacy. It's making your voice heard. Civil literacy means having the knowledge, skills, wisdom you need to participate in making changes in your community. This includes voting, knowing how the government works, and the rights and the responsibility of citizens and elected members of government. When you have strong civil literacy skills, you know how to make your voice heard by all on all levels of government before, during, and after the election. You must understand what's going on. A lot of times we don't want to get involved. Black folks are always trying to take the easy way out. They trying to, regardless, they know, like here in Benton Harbor, they know that they've been poisoned by the city government, a group of non-black individuals, and they say nothing. They do nothing. The kids are all acting up here, shooting and killing every just about every day. Parents say nothing. Don't say a mumbling word. If they child is doing the shooting, they try to hide them. If they child is the one who got shot, they want justice. I myself, I have never witnessed justice. Not here. And I would never witness justice in my lifetime. It's not gonna happen. Anything you can't take, you are never gonna get. And black folks can't take it. They're 50 million strong. And probably 75% of them supports white folks. The evil empire. They love to be around white folks. Love it, knowing that these white devils will do anything, care less. Wow, unbelievable. But I'm going to read this article to you real fast because I think this will highlight what's really happening in the city of Benton Harbor. And it came out of the Herald Palladium newspaper, one of the most racist newspapers in the nation. Their home office is located in Paducah, Kentucky. But it's a very, very racist newspaper. I wouldn't buy it. I don't care what my picture was on the front page. I wouldn't buy it. But here's what it said. It's been a roller coaster week at Benton Harbor Dollarize, where the executive director was fired at a special meeting, a white guy, Wednesday, only to be reinstated at the emergency meeting on Friday. The Twin City Area Transportation Authority, which oversees the bus service, voted 4-0 on Friday to reinstate the executive director, Paul Gillespie. I'll get to that later. Retro at 30 p.m. Wednesday. I am more dedicated than ever to do the work I was hired to do, Gillespie said. After the Friday meeting, which he did not attend, voting to reinstate was Board President Lisa Berry. She's unbelievable. You talking about ghetto trash? She is. And trustee Apollonia Williams, who don't even know her, can't even spell her name. And then you got this Dr. Parker. I don't know who she is. I never met her and don't want to meet her. Then you got Jerry Edwards, who we put in office. Well, that'll never happen again. If he ran running against a dog, I'm gonna put the dog in before him. You see, and Barry said Wednesday votes were 3-0 to terminate Gillespie, with Williams absent and Parker abstaining. Voting to terminate was Barry, Edwards, and Child. No member of the authority elaborated on why Gillespie was fired. He was fired because he don't know how to do his job. That's why he was fired. The only reason they brought him back, because he was white. Shortly after the Wednesday vote, the authority named Steve Wooden, a black man, as the acting executive director who did not attend Friday meeting. Barry said they had to hold the emergency meeting Friday because it was illegal. It was nothing illegal about it for someone to abstain for no reason. Oh, no, that's not true. During the Wednesday meeting on Friday, Parker said the absence, she abstained from voting to fire because she did not have enough information. It appears to be to me that there was discussion by some members of the board and not others before the Wednesday meeting, she said Friday. Williams said, who don't know nothing, like I said, Apollonia Williams, if you ever see her or meet her, you'll know that she don't know nothing, wouldn't fire and demoted several of the employees who were stealing money. And they just so happened to be white. And then it goes on to say, here I got this, there's more to it, so let me get to it. It goes on to say that people immediately after being appointed as acting director would led her to believe that he had been talking to some board member and had a plan in place ahead of time. We had to move forward towards with integrity. And this broad don't have no integrity. None. She's a low-life slime ball. If you see her, her name is Lisa Berry. She's lived next door to me. I was so happy that she moved. Well, after they forced her to move, they foreclosed on her property. But anyway, some people planned to place ahead of time. We had to move. Williams said that if she had been at Wednesday meeting, she would not have voted because she don't know no better. Edward said he wanted to make sure the issues led to they Whirlpool give them a few dollars underneath the table, and then they want to do things different. And they're not going to come against white folks. Black people would never, ever come against white folks. You know, they're a bunch of cowards. You know, that's what they are. You know, they do the same thing over and over and over again, then expect something different to happen. That is not going to happen. That is not going to happen. Black people do the same thing every single day and then kiss up the white folks. And then what they do, they go on and then won't say black power. What kind of crap is that? I mean, there's nothing worse than ghetto trash. And that's what we're dealing with here in the city of Benton, Arkansas. When I say ghetto trash, I mean exactly that. You know, the board of directors, here's what's going on here. The reason he got fired, he don't know his job. The only reason they're keeping him because he's white. They got to have a consultant, another white person, who don't need to be there, have to consult him on his job for the last 3 years. They've been paying this man, they've been paying the salary for the director and a consultant. If he's a director, he don't need a consultant. Not for no 2 whole years. But we are. We are. We are part of this. And then we get mad talking about the white man is doing this wrong. It's us. We are the ones. We're the blame. We're the blame for our children going running around here wild and stuff. You got to take some of this responsibility. You know, self-inflicted wounds, that's what we have. We're shooting ourselves right in the head. And think it's all right. It's not all right. We're shooting ourselves right in the head. And stop being so intimidated of white folks. They put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you. Why you got to kiss up to them? When have you ever heard of someone getting fired and a black person come to their aid and put them back in the office and they don't know their job? All they doing is stealing money. Stealing money. From Dollar Rag. That's our bus service. Man, oh man. Then they got this white broad. She tried to strong arm the insurance company, which we all know is illegal. She attempted to strong arm them. Her job was to get the insurance for everybody. So she gave them an ultimatum. If you don't do this and give me a kickback here, white girl, then we're going to go with another insurance company. No charges, no firing, no nothing. Everybody that this new guy came was white, he fired because he knew they were stealing money. They was taking advantage of black folks. But then the mayor joined in. Now, he's talking about he's a Muslim brother. No, he ain't no Muslim brother. He's just using that title. That's what he is. He's ghetto trash too. Always have been. It is unfortunate that we have to go through stuff like this. And black folks be crying, they can't get no help. They can't do this. They can't get no help because of you. When you're in a position to help, you don't help. You shoot your own self in the head. Just like the water, lead in the water. The first thing, I don't drink the water, but I brush my teeth with it. I bathe in it. I cook in it. You may as well drink it if you're doing all that with it, dummy. We have issues. And we need to work on our issues before we complain about somebody else. Black folks is scared of white folks. I ain't never heard of them, but I know here, let me talk about Ben Harper. Because I know these, man, I can't believe it. And these white folks, they're white trash. That's all. They white trash, straight up. Trailer trash. I can't believe it. And then here this Lisa Vera, she's the one in the newspaper. She got her husband. Now, her husband is a good man. He got he's running a bus company almost the same as Dollar Ride. And then you got this Lisa Berry on that boy. I'm not saying on the husband boy, but she's on Dollar Ride boy. Conflict of interest. I think it's time for her. She should be arrested. And I'm not condoning nobody going to jail. But sometimes when you destroy your people, you need to be there. Or maybe she already in jail. Some people be walking around in jail and don't even know it. Underdeveloped mind. But anyway, let me move on because we got a lot of guests. I'm going to try to get to everybody today. If I don't get you, next week is another week. And I'm going to bring in my first guest, Pamela Pinckney. I'm going to bring you in. And it's crucial. Pinckney, talk to me, Pinckney.
I hear you.
All
you
right.
You sound like Jeremiah when God was rebuking those pastors back in the day. Mm. And, you know, God hardened their hearts because of their unbelief, and he blinded them behind that too. But you know what? God has removed the blinders, and these people are just stiff-necked, rebellious, hard-headed folks. And they need something God to defend through here and just knock some folk out. And some of them still won't believe. Anyway, I just wanted to, you know, and keep talking. Keep doing what you're doing. And for those who don't know, I'm Reverend Pamela and Pinckney, but I added my mother's maiden name to my name. And if you're listening to the Pinckney, this is my cousin, Edward Pinckney. I had some people who didn't know whether I was trying to be his girlfriend or not. This is my cousin. and I'm running for Congress for the 11th District for the state of Ohio for the special election, and the primary is on Tuesday, and I'd like to get your vote and your support. And if there's an attorney that would like to represent me, welcome you to do so. My phone number is 216-548-0820. I'm also running for President of the United States in 2024, and I've already got registered for that. And my candidate identification number is P400006363, and my vice president is Vicky LaShannon Kai Stinnett, and she's out of California. And
all right.
We got some real issues going on, y'all. And my cousin is talking about some major, major things. See, we got folks selling folk out.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be on that being afraid of white people. Some people believe that white people are superior to other people, and they're not.
And it's real talk.
They're scared to go in the courtroom. They're scared to go to the doctor. They're scared to say no. They're scared. You know, I heard one of those Bush wives talk about this, just saying no to drugs. But we got more folks doped up with these psychiatric drugs and this medicine now than we ever had in the days of Daniel and pharmacology. Folks are scared of not only white folks, but their own shadows. And we need to cut that mess out. My seeking these positions for Congress right now is because the Bible tells us to write the vision, make it plain, and those who read it can run with it. There ain't nobody writing no vision of hope for anybody. There's nobody. All these false prophets all over the newspaper. And then they, behind closed doors, raping the babies and stealing from the community. And it's time out for that nonsense. And I've had enough. And when I go to the White House now, I'm going to fulfill the vision that I write down, but I'm going to get some folks like you, cousin, thank me. To get with me to help. Like anybody who wants to financially donate to me, my Cash App is Apostolette because I'm a licensed ordained Apostolette, female apostle, and APOSTLETT. Of course, the dollar sign for Cash App. And anybody who wants to, who doesn't use Cash App, you can financially donate to me through Zelle. Or my cousin can tell you how to reach me. Anybody who wants to supply any other resources, please do so. I need some people to help Cousin Pinkney and I get some people some resources. Cousin Pinkney, I've recently read an article that was written about me in the New York Times. It was July, I believe, the 19th of 2016 when I ran for president. It's a powerful article. It's really, really good, Cousin Pinkney. And later on in the article, it talks about one man had an iguana and another one had a gun. And they were sitting there waiting for a discussion on whose weapon was going to be discussed. Something's wrong here, Cousin Pinkney.
Yeah.
All we talking about is weapons, not people having houses to live in. And they were describing the people that were there, one of them talking about their home and one with no home. But we got all these stimulus checks going out. For what? Who getting the money?
Mm.
And I'm going to leave it at that.
But remember this.
There's some real stuff, some real talk going on here. And I hear everything you're saying. I hear you in the spirit, and I hear you in the natural. And I pray for the blessings over your household, your wife and your family and everybody, your ministry, because folks are playing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, so we're going to, you know, like, we're going to continue and we're going to try to work this out and see what we can do to make things happen. But, you know, we got to stay focused. You know, we got to keep telling people. See, you know, what they do with that information, once you tell them, it's on them now. Then, and so your job is to tell people. Once you start telling people about what's going on and stuff like that, like, we always talking about what's going on, we need to tell them. And what they do with that information on them, right now it's out of control. You know, people talk about Chicago and the murders that exist in Chicago. People don't realize there's 11 million people living in Chicago. And you have 6-7 people. Yeah. People, you
not
have
just that, cousin, but see, they people want to pretend like they don't know, but that Stand Your Ground law began when a man was given the opportunity and the right to murder a black child who just wore a hood with his black hands to make the clothes that had a hood on it. And nobody was really outraged. If they shut down the country over a disease, but they don't shut down the country over the murder of black people, then something's wrong because black people are not even upset about it. Oh, I didn't get my phone number. Anybody who needs my phone number is 216-548-0820. And Cousin Pinkney, let them know, whoever's listening, serve them notice, we're blood, and it's thicker than mud. Don't call my number with that nonsense because we have some real campaigning to do a real election work to do it. I'm a preacher political preacher who does the work. I'm not just talking my talk. I walk my walk. But anyway, back to what we were saying, because I think in Chicago, and that COVID-19 vaccine, that is a population control drug to murder folks, to control the population. And they're forcing people to put that stuff in their bodies who can't take it. The people are dying from that vaccine. And they have so many black people scared that if they don't take it, then some other black person's going to sneeze and put a disease on them. But the time they're spending on all that nonsense, they're not worried about Tanisha Anderson and Tamir Rice being murdered. They're not worried about that woman you just got through talking about breaking the law. They're not worried about that kind of stuff. They don't shut the country down for all these murders.
Absolutely.
What are we really talking about? And Joyce Beatty, that was all a distraction because how convenient was it that she just went to jail and got out and all this other stuff? Man, we need to quit playing with people's emotions.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That wasn't a Rosa Parks move. That was a distraction. That was a game with the emotions of the public and the voters.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, I got to let you go.
Okay.
But listen, let's talk soon.
Okay. Love
all
you, cuz.
Right.
Tell your wife and everybody
I
said hey. And,
I will.
And don't forget
That's
to get people, let people know, please vote for me, Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney, for United States Congress, the 11th District of Ohio. For the state of Ohio right now in Cleveland, Ohio, and the primaries are Tuesday. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Have a great day.
Take care now. All right. Let's move right along. Got to bring in my good friend, the one and only Carmella Patton. There's not two of her. There's only one. My good friend, a good worker, a member of the of Banco, a member of the Bettenhoffer Community Water Council, and she's a worker. Carmella.
Good afternoon, good evening, Will.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you doing?
You heard about
I'm
all that
good.
Going on down at Dollar Ride, haven't you?
Yep, I heard it, read it, knew it was going to happen. They tell me they are under investigation.
The feds don't get them because what they was doing, they were messing with that PP money, and that's where that white guy Purvis, he's one of the main ones. The Gillespie, the guy that run the place, you know this, and because your cousin worked there. They know that he don't know what he's doing. He's just there. All he's doing is picking up a check. That's all he's doing. And it's unfortunate, but that's just the way it goes. But listen, I got something more important to talk about than her. Talk to me about Jessica.
Well, we still haven't found Jessica Gray yet, and nobody has contacted her mom from Bend Township Police Department. One of the lead persons that they were looking for that they want to talk to is right here in Bend Harbor, and they made no efforts to try to go talk to her. As you know, Willie is free. The guy house she was at, he's free, and he's just freely living, and we still have no surface of Jessica Gray.
They don't care. You know, when I talk about Benton Harbor, not only Bend Harbor, the city of Bend Harbor, but Bend Harbor Township, two of the worst police departments in the nation. I don't know whether they ever solved the case. If the guy don't go in and give himself up, he'll walk around forever. You know, and every week there's somebody getting shot, somebody getting killed. It's the same thing over and over and over again. It's you know.
They just had a big shooting yesterday over there on Fair for Bend Township. Besides the young man getting killed in their home. And I don't even think they solved their murders or captured the person. Put his bulletins out, but I don't think nobody is responding to those bulletins either. Around here it's like killing is snitching, so they don't want to say nothing. Nobody wants to put their life for the name. Or nobody want to go to court.
When your family, what do you want? I want justice. That's all you hear. I want justice. But when it's somebody, it's your child and shot somebody else, you don't care. You know, and that's the way it was. Just like when Tank killed those two guys in the front yard, there was 50 to 100 people out there. And not one person wanted to stand up and say that man shot and killed those two guys. Tell me they scared of what? You should be scared of going to hell. And in the shame, one person stood up and said, yeah, this is what happened. One person.
And they labeled him as the police and he the snitch.
Right,
and
right.
It's just all
yeah,
sad.
Now they labeled him as the police and everything else. Oh, he was old, so he was like they was going to kill him and all this kind of stuff. Well, let's put it this way. Tank was a real murderer. He wasn't no joke. You know, he killed from Indianapolis all the way down here to Benton Harbor and got away with most of them. That, you know, so that's how that worked. But it's unfortunate. But
yeah.
We want to bring Jessica home. We want to make sure that at least get the family closure, get y'all closure, because this is serious. You see, this is some serious stuff.
I said, I don't even know if Ben Township even still have her case open because they haven't returned the call or anything. They stopped going by her mom's house.
Yep, and Kathy Yates had the nerve to call me and ask me to call her back. She must be out of her cotton-picking mind because I wouldn't call her back if she paid me. Maybe if she was a call and I'd been home, I wouldn't answer the call from her. You know, tell me she want to know about what we doing inside the building. Woman, shut up. You know, but that's how we do. You know, Jessica Killer is out here walking around, and they know he did it. Any other, if that would have happened in St. Joe, oh man, with the blood and everything. Oh, that boy has been tried, convicted, and sent to prison for the rest of his life.
Well, hanging over a tree.
But yeah, one or the other. Man, I got to say, Carmella, we some sick folks though. You know, we got issues. We got issues. We need to clean up ourselves because it's just so much going around, and we're allowing it to get away. You know. And we scared of white folks. White folks be, look, they kicking us all in the butt, you know, and telling you that we kicking you in the butt, and you do nothing. And here's another thing that a lot of people don't know. They built that beautiful Jack Nicklaus signature golf course on Benton Harbor property. Within the next 2 years, it's going to become St. Joseph, Michigan. All the taxes these last 6-7 years, that has accumulated, they put it in escrow. So when it converts over to St. Joe, they take the taxes with them. Who is that dumb to negotiate something like that? I'm talking about some dumb folks, and but we won't admit it. You know, if we know somebody, we think he's all right, or it is, and we got too much ghetto trash in this town. This town is filled with ghetto trash. And these people, we just don't know. But I would like for someone to get us some help, to help us bring closure to the family, Jessica Gray family, any way we can. And I think that's the way it's supposed to be done, Carmella. I tell you, but we, you know, if nothing else, let's keep her name out there. Just keep it going.
I keep her name out there. I keep posting the pictures. I mean, with all I got going on, I try to keep her going.
Yep, you do. I give you credit. You definitely right there, girl. And you're doing a great job. And I'm proud of you. And, you know, let's just stay focused and do what we need. And listen, we're going to be passing out water on Friday. And we're going to clear that whole room of water. I don't want no water in there no more. But we're gonna clear that area, and first we're gonna serve some food for the people. You know, we're gonna maybe barbecue a little bit, do something, and get it over with, and and in this summer in peaceful fashion. And but yeah, but if nothing else, you know, if I don't see you before Friday, I'll see you Friday.
Yep, Lord will, sure will.
Amen. Listen, you got about a couple of minutes to say whatever you want to say. Tell me what you want people to do to help.
I want them to recognize their surroundings. Recognize your surroundings. Realize who y'all dealing with. Also, remember, the water in Ben Harbor is contaminated. It's full of lead. If someone from Ben Harbor listening, please do not drink the water. Boiling water is still not going to help. Try to invest in some water or come down Friday and pick up you some water.
There you go. Come to 275 Pipestone in Benton Harbor. Listen, got to let you go, but let's talk soon.
Will do.
All right, come here. Talk to you soon. All right. Now it's time to bring in Marcina Jr. I use that term Jr. loosely, too. This is my girl right here.
Hello, Reverend Marcina. How are you?
How are you? How about yourself?
I'm good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah. You sound so pleasant today. You must have got a good night's sleep last night.
Oh, my goodness. I guess so, yeah.
You sound so pleasant.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Your mom gonna have a fit knowing that you talking this pleasant. You know how she is. She can't wait to say something. It ain't gonna be pretty, Marcina. It ain't gonna be pretty. I'm telling you. I'm warning you right ahead of time.
Absolutely. That's funny.
Yeah. But listen, I know you got a lot to talk about. Let's have it. Let's, you know, give it
no,
to
No, not
him.
That
and,
much.
And
that.
No, I want. I know you got something to talk about. That's you. Let's rock and roll. Let's make it happen.
A big moratorium. And,
yeah.
Well, I know it's going around, and I saw some programs, you know, the other day, and it's really bad in California right now. And places like California, Chicago, and all that, you know, you got people sleeping on the streets and tents already. And so it's real bad all over. Let's see what we got over here. It's what they're trying to do. Well, you know, they already been trying to kick people off of the low-income housing, right?
Yes.
Well,
I know
with my situation with the mine was different. Mine's like they had a for a hearing, like they will set up the whole thing, but they already had their minds already made up. Christine Gibson, Michigan Office of Administrative Hearings and Rules, she's over there in Lansing. She's the whole bigot. She's a racist. Now, she had her mind made up, too, about this. I only did, like, 3 months of work in 2018, home health care provider. And my daughter, who's now 21, had a few jobs but never even lasted 6 months, and they added her in there, too. They just filed anything to try and get at me and kick me off of there, and that's what they did, and they lied. Okay. So she put me on the list claiming I owe them for working.
Uh-huh.
Which is ridiculous.
Knowing that's not true. But
well, you know, you had to try to make some ends meet, but it was a whole lie. It's 2018. That was 2018,
mm-hmm.
And that was like, you're talking about like 3 months, and you're claiming I made so much, which I didn't. This is a whole lie and stuff. And my daughter sued at one point in this area in Macomb, McDonald's. They should have gave her way more. If I had known, I had known nothing about it, I would have fought it till she would have got a lot of money. People have been suing after we did it. She started doing it. She did it because she was actually being discriminated against on the job.
Yeah.
And do you know they only offered her $500?
I think
that was like 2019 or something. Yeah. I can talk about it now, but that's ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because people are getting millions now for suing the companies for discrimination.
Absolutely. And you got to see, but, you know, you got to be able to teach them so they can understand, because sometimes, you know, especially black folks don't know the power that they have. And they're not willing to learn, you see. And that's the weapon they use against us. You see, I can talk about Whirlpool down here, how they do, you know, they used to was bold until I got on the scene. When I started setting up fights, now what they do, they more undercover. They let the black folks have a concert and give them some money underneath the table. Or they'll have like last year they had this Black Lives Matter march and tell me it was a St. Joe and Ben Harvey. It wasn't no St. Joe and Ben Harvey. It was they bussed people in, some white folks in that was paid to participate. But that's the game white folks play. So we got to get better. Anytime that you have a lawsuit or something that even resembles a lawsuit, we should put our minds together and fight it and deal with it, because one person nobody have all the knowledge in the world. Nobody know everything.
That's right.
I don't care who you are. You know.
That's right.
You might walk around here, Marcina, and think that you know everything, but you don't. You know, I don't know everything.
Oh, I know. That's right. And then you'll hear another thing. You'll think that, and then something else will come out. You were like, wow, I didn't know that. Or that's looking at another perspective. But then they make more sense about it. You'd be like, oh, I didn't look at it that way. So, And all that's going on there, Ben and Harvard, sorry to hear that. You said something about a child.
Yeah,
that's terrible. Yeah. We have a lot going on. Yeah.
You know, and then remember this, Marcia, sometimes we shoot our own self in the head, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Self-inflicted. Self-inflicted, that's what it is. Because,
sabotage,
you know, sometimes we think we know so much or know this, and we'll go out of our way to help them white devils like it ain't nothing. We'll go out of our way to help them. Like this girl, Lisa Berry, she went out of her way to help. This guy don't know nothing. You could do a better job than him. He got to have a consultant who they still got to pay. They're paying him almost the same as much as the director to help him get through. And they got the black guys got tired of him, and they wanted to fire him. And this girl goes out with the mayor, the slum ball mayor. We got a slum ball. He's ghetto trash for real. And they get together, bring the white people, all the white people back. That been stealing all the money for years, and they think it's all right. Black folks think it's all right. Oh, you know, the white folks, they pat them on the back of the head and tell, oh, you know, good boy, good boy, good boy. You know, like he's some kind of, like he's a dog or something. You see, that's how they think about us. Yeah. But I want to make sure that you get, you know, and you should be talking about what's going on with you a lot more, you know.
Okay, well, I'm not willing to be put out like that because, first off, I wouldn't be able to afford it. Everybody knows they gentrifying and raising the rents in a lot of areas. I wouldn't be able to afford it without any assistance or work or anything like that. Okay, I just recently went for a job, and not on a drug test, but they do screening. So, right, and then why did it come back with my medication that I'm already on and said that was positive? I'm on medication, certain medication. Mm-hmm. So I called the corporate. They couldn't help. So I said, now is that a positive? You deny people work for something that comes from a medication? It's a narcotic. So I'm supposed to just stop taking the medication. So I didn't like, though I was trying and I am still. And also with this here, she works in cahoots with my landlord over there, MSHDA, Michigan State Housing Authority, okay, of Macomb County. And they had been going back and forth before this, and I didn't know where they were going with this. Either it was something with my landlord telling me or trying to find something to extort money out of me for repairs or whatnot, or either it was them trying to extort money out of me that I didn't have. So they were working up. They were working up to this, and they were planning this. And this is how they get down, okay?
Right.
All
right. Right.
I'm a content creator. I wanted to add on YouTube, Instagram, and I do Cash App also, and then it's $ LEILALEA, and for any help with that, and so I can build and continue to spread the word in Black media and Black stories and things like that. And also, if I don't get accepted, help for my rent. So I already applied for that. So I just want to talk about that, and let's see what else. Well, I have what they don't know. I have the whole thing. I have it, like my whole hearing back in 2020. I have that recorded, so they can't deny anything that they said or didn't let me say or any of that because it's all on record.
Very good.
It's all recorded. Yeah.
Very good.
And they always saying they didn't say something or didn't do anything, but I still have that recording.
Oh, they'll say that.
And they would not really let me talk. They would not let me talk or anything, and just wanted me to agree. And I didn't agree to any of that or anything they saying I owed.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, wow. That is truly amazing. But look.
But like you said, they'll work together. They'll work together now to try to get
you. And don't even like each other. They don't even have to like each other, and they'll work together against you. And then you have Black folk willing to work with these devils. This doesn't even make any sense. And then who gonna bring a guy who can't do his job back? I mean, none of this makes sense to me. But listen, you got to take care of your business, and I gotta bring your mom.
Thank you,
in.
Sir. Thank you, Reverend Pinckney, and good luck to Pamela Pinckney. And thank you so much.
All right.
I appreciate
you. Have a good day. Take care of yourself.
You too as well.
All right now. All right. Let me bring in my good friend, the one and only from Detroit, who's a strong activist, and she knows exactly what's going on. My good friend, Marcina Senior. Talk to me, Marcina.
Hi, Reverend Pinckney. This is a piggy back on my daughter, Marcina. I just want to say this. There is a housing crisis. We are still in a COVID-19 global pandemic. And they're attacking people of color, low-income folks, still want to throw them out in the street. They just couldn't wait. The courts are open to throw Black folks, poor folks out in the street.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Michigan State Housing Development Authority, this is the government entity where my daughter's having a problem. She was approved to go to stay in Pontiac, and Mr. found some kind of way to block her from living there and saying they couldn't authorize it because it was too much money and it was $800-something a month, and yet where she stays now is over $1,000 a month. So they made all kind of excuses because they're devils. Those white folks are devils. They work together. They had a law judge against my daughter. She didn't know what was going on in a couple of years ago. So the fight continues. It's not just her. She paid her rent on time every month. They're throwing people out because they didn't have the money. You know, because of the COVID, and right now they're throwing folks out. We're still in COVID. My daughter paid every month. Now they want her to come up with a lot of over $1,000, $1,500 or more before they put her out in the streets. I mean, how is that possible when we're still, the people are still dying across the country? The state of Michigan, they have cases where people had COVID, the Delta variant, you name it, in the hospital, some of them dying. All this stuff is still going on while folks ain't wearing masks. So we got this housing choice voucher program. We got various programs out there supposedly helping the poor folks, but I know who's getting their fingers sticky is the people who are running these programs. They're the ones that are getting paid, not the other folks, not the poor folks. They got a program called it started off with COVID. It's an emergency rental assistance program, CERA, supposed to be helping folks. And all of this is a shenanigan. It's just a bunch of lies. Governor Whitman announced $100 million to boost affordable housing, which, you know, you got investors involved, and they get some money and all that. So they claim they need more than $100 million. So the investors come in and say, okay, we got this amount of money. People ain't just doing it for nothing. This is federal. But yet in the state level, people are still suffering, and they still don't have a place to stay. So it's the big deal of what's going on, and it appears that they have these programs for the homeless, for the poor people, you know, for rental or having a home ownership program. It's a bunch of crap, and they need to be exposed. And what I'm hearing about the government, about the $100 million plan, about, you know, boosting affordable housing, all that, then you got the Congress with mostly Republicans in the state of Michigan. They're going to try to block every dime to help poor folks. So it's a continuous fight. And I'm, you know, thank you for having her on there, you know, with her issues going on. It's just long overdrawn. I ain't never seen so much hate in all my days for somebody who's out here that's disabled and they steady want to draw blood from you. They want to see you dead. But, you know, the fight continues for not just my daughter but other people as well. You know, I'm still trying to stay afloat, the other folks too, because COVID really, you know, really affected us all, you know what I'm saying? And on that note, Reverend Tina, I want to say this real quick. You know, I got this petition, signed a petition to remove Rochelle Walensky, that's the director. But the reason why I say it, because back in May of 2021, the ruling was that people could go out and, you know, have a good time and don't have to wear a mask if you've been vaccinated. That's just encouraging people, more folks, to be vaccinated. Okay, I got that. I don't want to touch that. But my issue is you got a lot of folks going to these restaurants and other places, businesses, and they're going in there without masks, spreading Delta variant and COVID, the SARS COVID, you know, that initially started in 2003. It's called the SARS, but it's a different strain. But nevertheless, we got the Delta variant. And so it's spreading, and people are getting infected higher numbers across the country. And the main reason is folks walking around here don't have care in the world, and they don't have a mask on. So now, you know, they want to shut down. They want to go back. You know, my thing is you're playing with people's lives. You got folks been hospitalized. You got folks that died. So I'm talking about right now. This is what the stats is now. This is May 2021. So what they're going to do, go back and forth. We're dealing with a surge. I said back in May it will be a surge across this country. And sure enough, Reverend Pinkney, there are surges that's going on across this country because they want to appease these white folks. They're walking around in the stores. They're so darn happy. I went to the restaurant the other day. I say this real quick. It looked like over 100 white folks was there. I only saw two people with a mask. I asked for a carryout. They said we can't do a carryout today. We got too many people inside. I said, you know what? You don't even have a mask on. I'm out of here. You know, even the person that was waiting on. So you got the young folks, you know, with these penny jobs, and they ain't making much money, waitresses and waiters. I feel sorry for them. They're trying to please the people out here that's walking in there that you can't tell whether they're sick or not. You got a lot of folks don't have symptoms. So this is one of the big reasons why it's spreading. And they said, you know, people not being vaccinated, that's possibility that they spread it too. But they're ignoring the fact the reason why is because with Walensky, the CDC director, had made that ruling that you can take our mask and do what you want to do with it and just go out there, do your thing. That's what caused the problem. That's what caused the surge. That's the main reason. So So, and yes, I know people have a choice whether they want to be vaccinated or not. I do know in the past when we had polio and all that, it ended the polio or whatever. But I know I was vaccinated in March, and so some of my family members aren't vaccinated. But I know what I had to do because I was exposed to people who were exposed to other folks, and I don't know what them other folks that they were dealing with, whether they had COVID or not. I'm a senior citizen. I have to protect myself due with medical challenges because many folks is dying because they have pre-existing conditions and they can't fight that virus, you see. So we got to have something to protect ourselves and not just eat, you know, healthy, whatever. But it's out here. It's millions of people across the world that have been exposed to it and dying and spreading it. We got to do something, Reverend Pena, to save lives. So my petition is called Reclaim Your Right to Health.
Mm-hmm.
And I go into details. All I say is, you know, keep in mind, continue the 6 feet distance, wear a mask, wash your hands, and stuff like that. And I go into detail what the reason why I have this failed leadership in this country that let the guard down and that the COVID-19 is still here and over 35 million COVID-19 cases in the U.S. alone and over 620,000 people and counting have died. So it's business as usual, and the courts are open to evict poor people and people of color disproportionately.
Yeah.
So these shows all connected, and this is why that's why I'm having my petition. Look me up, Marcina Cole, Reclaim Your Right to Health. That's the title somewhat. That's how you can find it. I'm on change.org, and I appreciate it allowing me the time to speak, Reverend Pinkney.
All right.
It's on change.org.
All right.
Thank you.
Hey, it's going down. That's all I can tell you, young lady.
All
right, we'll talk soon.
Somebody got to do it.
Amen. Amen. All right. All right. Let me bring in my good friend, Belinda Parker Brown. I know she got something to say, so let's hear what she got to say. Belinda Parker Brown,
yes.
Talk to me.
The picnic.
It's going down.
Really
it's going
down. It's going down, down. And every time you turn around, you better know it's going down.
Mm-hmm. There you go. There you go.
I'm enjoying your show, though, Pastor Pinkney. I really am. And, you know, you've been talking about a whole lot today. But most importantly, you know, before I give my little report, I just want to say that the real problem with black people bowing down to white people and kissing the ring is because they have delicate minds. They have delicate minds, Pastor Pinkney. It's like a mental condition. And the reason why is because they didn't drunk the Kool-Aid, the sweet tea, and ate off the devil's table for so long until they don't even know that the white people have poisoned them with the superiority that have been, you know, all the way back to our ancestors, where we had to say yes to our master, and whatever the white people say is what, you know, white is right, you know, that's where they've been poisoned with this wrong information and not really been the powerful people, God's chosen people, the anointed ones that have already been ordained and purposed to rule and reign and take dominion over everything. So they've been tricked. They've been bamboozled. Malcolm X said it best, Pastor Pinkney, and I know how you feel. I know how you feel when you see them bowing down and kissing the ring and bending over and everything. But that's what the problem is. They have delicate minds.
Mm-hmm.
They've been brainwashed. So to say what we're in right now, Pastor Pinkney, it takes people like you, myself, and many other, you know, guests that you have had on your show today, is keep on letting the white people know we love you. We don't have no, you know, we don't have no, you know, bitterness or hatred or anything against you. But the truth stands on its own too late. You are not ruling us. You are not the face of this movement. I don't care how white you look, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And let the white people know that somebody got to put them in their place. We're helping them. We're helping them by putting them in their place, okay? And that's what the problem is too many of us that don't speak up, like my girl Marcina's out there in Detroit say, I'm out of here. I'm out of here. Y'all, you're nasty. You don't have no mask on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem with this stuff spreading. And because there's so many nasty people, they drinking the nasty water. You done told them the water is poisonous, the water ain't no good, and they still making an excuse because the white people said drink it, okay?
Yeah.
So, Pastor Pinckney, that's the problem. When people are just downright nasty, they're not washing their hands, they're not wearing no mask, they're going around here coughing and spitting and you know, going to the bathroom and coming out and not washing their hands, okay, not cleaning up their house and all of that, just letting nasty filth and just, you know, letting their kids run around nasty, digging in their nose and spreading all over the place and not only that, picking up stuff off the floor and off the ground and eating it and putting it in their mouth and going to these restaurants and not washing their hands and letting people prepare their food with no gloves, no mask, and they still eating it, okay? Something is wrong with that. It's called nasty. And you know, if they nasty, Pastor Pinckney, somebody needs to tell them. So I appreciate my sister Marcina. She told them, y'all nasty up in here. Y'all don't have no mask on. I'm out of here. Period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you said the magic word. Hey, listen, you know Lisa Berry. You know her well, too. Was she the one, the guy from Galarad, they fired him. And him and this white girl, Veronica, I don't know whether you know Veronica or not, but what they was doing, they've been stealing money for a long period of time. And this guy... So they removed the guy because he didn't know his job. Guy named Gillespie, a white guy. He didn't know. He was doing is drawing a check. They got to have a consultant to help him, and they got to pay the consultant as much money as they pay the director. So one of them you don't need, you know.
Right.
But
Miss Kennard exposed that. Miss Kennard, and you passed the picnic. Yeah, you and her working together exposed that. I think that's
We call a spade because these folks ain't you know, and black folks love to be ruled by white folks. And you know, a lot of these white folks around them, they happy as all outdoors. You know, I just don't get it. And Mark is the one who put the meeting together. Now, you know what? Them white folks, they trailer trash. Marcus is ghetto trash. That's what he is. He's ghetto, and he's nothing but trash. That's all he is. You know, you can put a lipstick on a woman. You can paint her nails and toenails, and, you know, she's still trash. And in this case, you can put a bow tie on somebody, and he's still trash. Suit and a bow tie, Stacey Adams shoes, you know, and he's trash. He's nothing but trash. He's been trash all his life, though. You know, and I didn't figure it out. You told me he wasn't no good, but I didn't. You know what? I give a man a chance, and you know, the man, everything. The man is number trash. He's trash, man.
You are absolutely right. When he came over to your house and sat across your table and told that big lie, okay, Slick Willie had the nerve to come to your house and lie to the Honorable Minister Faircon and lie to you, to the Holy Ghost, Pastor Pinckney. And I sat right there and looked him straight in his eye face to face and told him he was a bald-faced lie because I know him. And all the rumors that was going around to the school about him, and Pastor Pinckney, you know, I'm going to investigate. You know, I'm a research analyst by profession. I'm going to dig up everything I need to know on you, period. Okay? All the way back to your dead folks. And Marcus Muhammad was a fixed man. That's all he was, a butt kisser and a fixed man for the white people. And I told you that to his face, Pastor.
Yeah, yeah, he no good. We know he's no good. And the bad part about
I think you giving him some props by calling him trash because he is slop. He's not trash.
Yeah,
he is slop. Okay, because trash stink, but slop is stanky, stanky.
Ghetto slop, huh? That's what they call it. Yeah, man, oh man. I say, unbelievable. You know, and you know what? The shame of this whole thing is that, you know, we allow it to happen, and I allow it to happen. I can't say, you know, I can only speak for myself. And then everything came to light just one day just looking at him. I knew that, you know, nothing but trash. That's all he is.
That's when your eyes came open, right? You saw it for your own self.
I saw it for my own.
You know, I got to weigh in on something that you was talking about earlier, and Marcino's too. You know, one of the things, Pastor Pinky, and I want to help somebody with this, is that the big deal is with us is that we got to stop thinking that these people intend to help us. And we got to stop going looking for help in all the wrong places. And when she said that, you know, they throw all this money out here, billions and billions of dollars for to help us, and it's not for us, okay? And then the organizations are the ones that benefit from it. You know, here in Louisiana, our governor had the nerve to pay somebody $1 million to take the shot. Okay, something is wrong with that picture. Something is seriously wrong with that picture because, you know, then they promised us that all of our kids that did virtual school were going to be able to receive some type of food credits where they can get food stamps and do out the duration of staying at home and eating versus being in school. Do you know that they manipulated that money and a lot of those kids have not received the money? My kids never received the money. I got teachers and administrators telling me that their kids got the money. White people got the money, Pastor Pinky.
Oh, yeah.
You hear me?
Oh, yeah.
And we're still waiting. We're still waiting on those resources that were supposed to come to the children to feed them while they was at home during the COVID, okay? And we're still waiting. Then you call and you ask all kind of questions. You got to jump through all kinds of hoops, all kinds of red tape, and they're telling you ineligible and this and that and the other, and the money is supposed to be there. We got over $1.6 million that's unaccounted for through the jails and the prisons that they received, the Department of Correction received this money to help the inmates be released during the COVID. The nonviolent people were supposed to be released during the COVID. And they didn't got the money, and the money is unaccounted for, and now we didn't have to go and contact the FBI, the Department of Justice, and tell them that somebody that sold the money. Now, that's a crying shame, Pastor Pinky.
And, you know, you are 100% correct, too, because they do what they want to do. But listen, I have just ran out of time. But listen, next week, same time, same station. Talk to you soon, Belinda Parker Brown. Love you and take care of yourself.
Thank you, Pastor Pinky. Love you, and we see you soon.
All right now.